Hello, darlings. Now it's time to do the next step. You have set up your Free Conference Pro account. You have set it up, right? Good. You may have even created your custom greeting, although that's not required. If you're going to use this line for your future calls, it's probably a good thing to do. You have double-checked the features and set them up, or you've left them as the defaults and can get to them later. Those are two options. Setting up and holding your call, obviously, are not if you want to go forward with this process. So about 15 minutes before the call, dial *70 on your phone, dial your access number, dial your passcode followed by an asterisk, a star, if you will. Enter your host code followed by the pound sign, and you're now set up as the host for your call. Now, whether you have one or 200 attending, the rules are basically the same. If this is set to the conference manager, you can use it to control your call. If you want to control it from the phone, I suggest that you print the host keypad controls and have it in front of you. Or, even better yet, transfer them to a little 3x5 card, and then you've got that you can take anywhere and you can have your call anywhere. For the rest of this process, I'm going to assume that you have the Live Conference Manager up. From the Live Conference Manager, you can watch as attendees or participants come into the call. Once you have the call number of people that you planned on, or you have reached the start time for your call, then you want to make sure that you go up to the entry chimes, turn them off, because if anyone comes in late, you don't want your wonderful recording to have all the little dings and noises and everything going on. If it's not already, make sure your exit chime is set to off. The security is your choice. The locked means nobody else can arrive and interrupt the call. But if you've turned off the chimes, it's totally up to you. Under the recording column, there is a start button. When you're ready to start your conference recording, click that button and have your call. When you are done, click the stop button. The system will prompt you for a number that you can use to identify your call, and then that will be the number that is displayed in your recordings tab. When you're done, tell everyone thank you. Tell them whether you're going to follow up with them and send the link. And since we are doing this as practice, it is a requirement of your shopping list that you send the link for practice purposes, even if you send it to yourself. That's it. That's what there is to managing your Conference Pro call. Have a good time. Until the next lesson, Mama Red signing off.